This is Walking with Jesus, a devotional journey through books of the Bible, a ministry of Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. I'm Jason Van Bemmel. Well, we are continuing to walk through the book of Hebrews, and we're now in day 33 of our Hebrews devotional journey, and we've come to Hebrews chapter 10. And Hebrews 10 is a wonderful centerpiece. It kind of is the climax of the theological argument that the author of Hebrews has been developing. So we're going to be looking at the first 14 verses of Hebrews chapter 10. And in doing so, this is a longer reading, but we're going to be focusing on this question: what does it mean to be sanctified? What does it mean to be sanctified? Hear God's word, Hebrews 10, 1 through 14. For since the law has but a shadow of the good things to come, instead of the true form of these realities, it can never, by the same sacrifices that are continually offered every year, make perfect those who draw near. Otherwise, would they not have ceased to be offered, since the worshippers, having once been cleansed, would no longer have any consciousness of sins? But in these sacrifices there is a reminder of sins every year. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Consequently, when Christ comes into the world, he says, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you take no pleasure. Then I said, 'Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written in the scroll of the book.'" When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to the law," then he added, "Behold, I have come to do your will." He does away with the first in order to establish the second. And by that will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus once for all. And every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time until his enemies should be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. That's Hebrews 10, 1 to 14 in the English Standard Version. You know, as Christians, sometimes we use language that we think we understand, but often we really don't. It reminds me of this old story from years ago of a child who was leaving church and asked her mom why God was so tired. The little girl's mom was really confused as to where her daughter would have gotten this idea. So she asked, "What makes you think God is tired?" The little girl quickly replied, "Well, in church we sing, 'He is exhausted, the King is exhausted on high.'" And so the word exalted, exhausted, another one of these buzzwords that I think we use a lot within Christendom and I don't think we fully understand, is the word sanctify. I know the world around us doesn't understand what we mean by sanctified. I think when the world hears Christians use this word sanctified, they probably think we mean self-righteous and holier than thou. And when Christians use the word, we usually mean more spiritually mature. And I'm afraid neither one of these understandings of this wonderful word is really biblical or helpful. You see, Hebrews 10 uses the word sanctified twice and uses it in two different ways, both of which are directly tied to the willing, all-sufficient self-sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. First of all, Hebrews 10 repeats the already established truth that Jesus came willingly in God's plan to set aside the old covenant system of sacrifices tied to the tabernacle and temple. That system was only a shadow of the good things to come, could never take away sins, while Jesus brought the reality in his own flesh. Jesus was able to do away with the system of sacrifices and offerings offered according to the law because he came to establish something better. He came to accomplish what all the blood of bulls and goats could never accomplish. What did Jesus accomplish? Well, one way Hebrews describes what Jesus did is by this word, sanctified. And by that will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. So this sanctified is a past tense accomplished reality. But what does it mean? The most simple definition is made holy, which means set apart by God for God. In order to be set apart by God for God, we have to be acceptable to God, which means we need to be cleansed of our sin and purified in the sight of God. So to be sanctified is something only God can do for us, and it requires a cleansing, which Jesus accomplished on the cross. While verse 10 uses the word sanctified as a past reality, verse 14 uses the term to describe an ongoing present experience. For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. Here the accomplished reality is nothing less than our perfection. And the evidence that we have been perfected is the ongoing reality of our progress in sanctification, of our being made more and more holy, which is still God's work, not really ours. Is this a contradiction or a confusion that sanctification is a past tense accomplished reality and a present tense ongoing experience? No. Jesus has sanctified us in the sight of God. His sacrifice of himself in our place has made us perfect in the eyes of God for all time. This is our accomplished sanctification. Yet we are still being made holy in our actual character day by day. We are still being cleansed in heart and behavior. The foundation of our accomplished sanctification is actually the basis for our progress in experiencing sanctification in our daily lives. It is wonderful good news that gives us powerful hope in our worst days. We have been made perfect by Christ. We have been sanctified by one offering for all time. This assures us that however many times we may stumble or fall, we will continue to progress in our sanctification until we personally reach the goal Christ has already secured for us.